And now this is a dictation for Janet, J-A-N-E-T-T-E, McCann, M-C-C-A-N-N, October 1241, addressed as a letter to Dr. Ann Ruth, A-N-R-U-T-H, Pala, P-A-L-L-A, 8396221. Dear Dr. Pala, follow up for Janet, Mrs. McCann, with chronic kidney disease, question progression, last visit in January. She's been followed by your service oncology for treatment for adenocarcinoma of the esophagus, presently on immunotherapy, prior chemo radiation. Since the last visit in January, no hospital admission. Comes accompanied with her daughter. There is progressive memory issues. Uses a walker. Not physically active. No gross vomiting or dysphagia. Denies blood melena. Minor incontinence of urgency in the urine. She has never smoked. Chronic dyspnea. No oxygen but CPAP machine at night, no purulent material hemoptysis, other review system negative, medication list review, two medicine for dementia, lisinopril, presently dose 20 milligrams, on Farxiga, insulin, Actos, present weight 135, blood pressure by nurse 170 over 70, at home 180 over 70, uses a walker, distant lung sounds without any wheezing, no pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no gross abdominal distension, ascites or tenderness, no major edema. She looks older than her age, frail. Some bruises on the forearms, arms, denies other bleeding. Next paragraph, chemistry is April, creatinine 2.0, recently as high as 2.85. Present GFR will be 24, stage 4. Normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis 21 with high chloride. Normal albumin calcium. Elevated alkaline phosphatase and transaminases. Normal bilirubin. Elevated glucose, not fasting, 182. Normal calcium. Normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 9.3, large red blood cells 101.7. Free T4 has been normal, although TSH elevated. Parathyroid minor increase at 80. She has proteinuria 3+. A prior collection of urine, 24 hours, 4.4 grams, that will be in the nephrotic range. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease. Some fluctuations on numbers. Question progression. with nephrotic range proteinuria or Donnai syndrome, as there is normal albumin, a person who has long-term diabetes, probably diabetic nephropathy. She does have, however, exposure to immunotherapy for adenocarcinoma of the esophagus. She has received prior intravenous iron for iron deficiency anemia. She has not received EPO treatment. We'll relay this to your office if you consider appropriate or not. For proteinuria, I did serology, with elevated IgN lambda, L-A-M-B-D-A. Negative antinuclear antibodies, normal complements. Imaging in January, CT scan without contrast. There was no kidney obstruction. And no urinary retention. Blood pressure poorly controlled. As kidney function fluctuates, I'm not going to change the lisinopril. I'm going to add a low dose of Norvasc, 2.5 milligrams in a week, 5 milligrams, explain side effects. She used to take nifedipine without problems. She has progressive dementia, looks frail, with decreased functional abilities. The meaning of this isolated IgN lambda to be determined, but given comorbidities, probably she's not a candidate for more aggressive intervention. Only should discuss with the patient and daughter, continue to follow.